Today's Your Daily Prayer Devotional is sponsored by the David Caleb Cook Foundation. If our podcast has been a blessing in your life, would you consider helping us get Bibles to children in Muslim countries? Go to davidcalebcook.org/dailyprayer to donate. Your gift will help send God's Word to children around the world.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer to Value Friendship Over Disagreements by Janet Thompson. A friend loves at all times. Proverbs 17:17. Sadly, during this current political climate, we've witnessed adult meltdowns among friends and relatives who found it difficult, even impossible, to disagree politically and remain friends. Many tell stories of family members disowning them. Political disagreements turned personal. And it isn't just political disagreements that can lead to divisiveness. I have family members who keep their distance because I'm a Christian. You probably do too. We all have a right to our beliefs, but it shouldn't end our relationship, our friendship, or our family ties. Friendships should be a safe place to disagree. If you have a variety of friends, you're going to have a variety of differing opinions. You can learn from each other. In our couple's small group, we get into some heavy exchanges of opinions, but we always know that at the end of the group, we'll pray, have dessert and coffee together, and leave as friends. After one evening of especially heated discussion, one person prayed that they were grateful we respected each other enough that we could express our thoughts openly, but still maintain our friendships. We're still friends in Christ, even though we disagree on some spiritual issues. We get into disagreements because we want the other person to acknowledge we're right. Sometimes we care more about being right than our truth helping the other person. My granddaughter was trying to share Jesus with two friends of a different faith, and they ended up in a disagreement. I asked my granddaughter whether her motivation was compassion for her friend's salvation or wanting to be right. If it was their salvation, she should speak with passion about how much she loved Jesus and he loves her. If she just wanted to be right, she probably focused more on how wrong their faith was and what made them mad. She agreed it would be far more effective showing them Jesus's love than trying to win an argument. Our friends and family know the love of Jesus through the love we show them. Please pray with me. Lord, Satan is trying with all his might to divide your house and your people. We pray, Lord, with all our might that we would not let that happen, that we would remember that a divided house cannot stand. Help us to be the peacemaker in our relationships, our friendships, and families, without bending or compromising on the truth. And Lord, if it must be that there are those who choose to no longer be our friends or in relationship with us, guard us against a bitter heart and remind us to pray for a softening of their heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Did you know that children between the ages of 4 and 14 are 4 times more likely to accept Christ than they will be as adults? And that need to share the gospel and the love of Jesus with precious children is even greater in the Muslim world, where many never hear about Christ's love for them. You can help lead children in Muslim countries to Jesus by sending them a Bible through the David Caleb Cook Foundation. Your gift will send a colorful, comic-style action Bible that connects with kids so they can know the hope of Jesus. So please, give your best gift today at davidcalebcook.org/dailyprayer and watch as God transforms these children to transform their world.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.